You're listening to The Music Show on ABC Radio National. Last night in Melbourne at the Merlin Theatre at the CUB Malthouse, there was a performance by the Australian Art Orchestra and the Young Wagalaks, and there were three works performed. We're going to be talking about one of them in particular now. The composer is Erkki Veldheim. He wrote it originally for the London Sinfonietta for last year's Adelaide Festival, commissioned by Paul Grabowski, and bringing together on stage the London Sinfonietta and the Young Wagalak group from Southeast Arnhem Land. We have three members of Young Wagalak in our Melbourne studio. We have Erkki Veldheim in our Melbourne studio, and we also have Sam Kirkpatrick in our Melbourne studio. And before we talk to them, we're going to hear some music from the Young Wagalak group.
Da 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 da
Well, that was the Young Wagalaks, three of them, in our Melbourne studio. Live on today's music show, we heard Benjamin Wilfred, Daniel Wilfred and David Wilfred, and they all come from Nuka in the Southeast Arnhem Land. Thank you very much indeed for that. Benjamin, can I ask you to give us a little bit of the background to those songs?
Yeah, I left Nuka on the 26th of August. I went down from Groote Eylandt for funeral. I've been busy week to finish two funeral and go back to Nuka and then miss my kids. And right now I'm in Melbourne. ABC, I hope my people listening me talking all around territory, people know me, I always go everywhere for funeral. Hope you listening me, that's me, Sam, Aki, David, Daniel, myself, I'm a leader. I miss my family's back at home, and
well, I'm sure.
And I'm here with the orchestra.
I'm sure they're listening to this, Benjamin. The songs that you sang for us are they're songs that have not just meanings. They have you know that there's a kind of ritual thing, isn't there? That they have functions.
The first song we sing about wild black fella. That's why we go everywhere. That's why we follow the track for my grandpa. She's been traveled around, no matter where he go. We call wild black fella Jual Pada. That's why we travel with wild black fella,
yes.
No matter where.
And the songs are from your father's estate?
The songs, he belong to Wagalak tribe.
Yes.
That my grandfather passed away 2005. She passed all the knowledge with me, and then I don't want to say about my grandpa, but always use my grandpa knowledge and painting when I tour. Always talk about the painting. That's why painting, he got everything for Wild Black Fella, bones, whatever, and then so always talk about from that painting, give me more knowledge.
Yes. So you've known these songs since you were young boys?
Yeah, when I young, I always been in my grandpa Samba Barabara. When I young, so him and teach me the lot, and even at back at Nuka, I'm a leader, helping people down for funeral and smoking stuff, and I'm a famous around territory back at home.
Yes, well, not just around the territory either. You're
and even city.
Yeah, exactly. You're famous, and wherever you've been performing, you're famous as well. Sam Kirkpatrick, perhaps I could ask you if there's anything you'd like to add to this. You're currently doing a PhD in Aboriginal song at ANU University.
Correct. So what was just performed was part of what is known as the Manukai song genre and ceremonial genre. And this is, I guess, one of the great classical music traditions of this land, but specifically to Southeast Arnhem Land. What Benjamin was just telling you about, this Juwalpara character, this ancestral ghost or mokoi, this is the founding ancestor for the Wagalak homeland. And so in singing his story, the Wagalak are singing into being today his lore that he established and also the hereditary ownership of their estate passed down from Benjamin's grandfather, the famous painter Sambo Burraburra. And this estate, this is central eastern Arnhem Land, a place called Ngilupiji.
This, the importance of these songs can't be overestimated, really, can it? I mean, it's not to Australia in general, I suppose, but particularly to these communities. I mean, it's the importance of keeping those traditions strong is really vital.
Correct. One of the main imperatives of the Wagalak clan is to continue singing these songs so that they feel they're keeping their culture and their language alive in the face of all the other changes going on around them.
Yes, yes. Eki, maybe I can bring you in here because you wrote this piece track for the London Sinfonietta for last year's Adelaide Festival. I've heard Crossing Roper Bar and sort of marvelled at it, but listening to those songs just then, I was thinking, what would you do? How would you start with this material? It doesn't need anything added to it at all, does it?
Well, that was exactly my thought when Paul Grabowski first approached me with this idea of doing this kind of new project with the Young Wagalaks, after we'd already been doing the Crossing Roper Bar for about 3 years, 4 years by then. And I think it's... there's a few issues here, obviously. You know, there's the Young Wagalak group's willingness to experiment with collaborating with Western musicians to start with. So, first of all, none of this could be possible without the Young Wagalak's real eagerness to contribute to a project like this. When Paul first approached me, I was first just struck by how many problems this setup would introduce, how many questions that I couldn't possibly answer would be posed. And with the Crossing Roper Bar project, that's the Australian Art Orchestra's project with the Young Wagalaks. Obviously, all the Western musicians are improvisers, so we can be, you know, in that context, we can be somewhat spontaneous to what's going on in the moment, whereas with a notated piece, obviously that's a lot more difficult. And also, you know, taking into account that the London Sinfonietta was coming to Adelaide for a period of a few days, and this was going to have two rehearsals before the concert, there was really no way that I could get all those musicians to understand the intricacies of the Young Wagalak's Manukai. I still don't understand half the intricacies, obviously. And you know, I've been working with them for 6 years. So I guess my and also there's a lot of ethical and conceptual problems. So my first idea was to draw a very kind of clear kind of ethical line, I guess, in that I in no way wanted to make it look like the young Wagalax Manikai could be seen as being incorporated into my work, because obviously, you know, as Benjamin said, you know, that's they own those songs, obviously, and I couldn't kind of in any way breach that copyright. So I decided to compose a completely self-contained work that could be performed in parallel with their songs, which I guess, you know, becomes a kind of an ethical or philosophical idea about two musical cultures being able to exist side by side without having to be integrated or assimilated with each other. So that was kind of my starting point. And that kind of got me going in terms of being able to pursue this project to begin with.
Yes, so the important thing was to keep them separate. We can hear
exactly, yeah.
We can hear
in a kind of ironic way, you know, a collaboration where no one's collaborating with each other.
Yeah. But if you put two things next to each other, sooner or later, it's you know, people make connections, don't they?
Precisely, yeah. And of course, you know, having said all that, you know, I naturally took what I've learned about the kind of musical forms and tried to, I guess, you know, utilize that knowledge in a kind of abstracted way, to the best of my abilities, to make an abstract piece of, I guess, Western art music.
Yes, for want of a much better term.
Yeah, exactly.
We can hear a little grab from the performance last night by the...
This is the dress rehearsal.
Oh, dress rehearsal, okay.
And I should also acknowledge the students of the Australian National Academy of Music.
Yes, who are part of this performance.
Yeah, and in fact, in my piece, are the core group of the, you know, of the orchestral musicians.
Okay. That's just a tiny extract from Erkki Veldheim's Tract, performed by students of the Australian National Academy of Music and members of the Australian Art Orchestra and the Young Wagalak Group. That's from the dress rehearsal, and the performance took place last night, and there'll be another one tonight at the Malthouse in Melbourne. Not just that piece, but also a brand new work by Paul Grabowski called Smoke, and John Rogers' Glass, written especially for the trumpeter Scott Tinkler. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming in today. I'm going to give our wrap-up now, and then I'm going to ask the gentlemen of Young Wagalak if they would perform and take us out of today's show. The music show was produced by Penny Lomax and Brooke Green. Technical production from Costa Zulio, Paul Penton and Jenny Parsonage. If you're ready, please, Benjamin, Daniel and David Wilfred, take us out of today's programme. Nabila, Nabila, Weba Nango, Galara, Moinga, Moinga, Lerigina, Moinga, Moinga, Yeah!
I'll do last one, goodbye song. It's a song about my grandpa passed away and come to my dream. He gave me the song called Mari Mu Birk Birk. I'll do last number. It's for Sambao. Kaverila, kaverila, rotun pa mga kaverija, mga mga nabila mga. Thanks. I hope you're listening to me all around
Melbourne
and also Chunuka. Hope you're listening to me. That's me, Ben. Thank you.